We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So they've got a Donald Trump watch website now. If you've donated to Trump and only to Trump, your name appears along with a helpful map allowing people to find your house.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Reveals the addresses of local Trump donors, and it's configured in such a way you could put in, like, your street.
Right.
If you want to see who the Trump donors are, you could, you know, find them.
Sounds like donor intimidation to me.
Well, no, that's just Nazi hunting if the left does it. It's not that. But now, if we were to do it to them, it would be a big deal. Remember when the media flipped out because Sarah Palin put targets over congressional districts she wanted to flip from
graphic. Yeah,
that's just intimidation. That causes bloodshed. But this is, this is not. This is a public service.
Well.
Anyway, what's interesting about, it's called Donald Trump Watch, and the website says they provide names and addresses of, quote, Americans who give money to support a racist, unquote. It is website's privately owned, registered to Dindot LLC. It's a small company in San Mateo, California.
Not Russia?
Well, no, just China. San Mateo, California. It has two Chinese offices and a Toronto, Canada office. So very good. It's good guess. Good guess. Yes. Good guess.
Oh, gosh.
So there you go. This whole idea, by the way, that Russia wants Joe to win. Well, then why did Russia give Hunter $3.5 million? You don't do that if you want somebody to win. You don't want them to win. You know, you want them to lose.
Right.
You don't bother to pay them off, as the oligarch did. But nobody's talking about that. So can you imagine if a Trump kid had taken money from a Russian oligarch?
Oh, I know.
We'd never hear the end of it. Anyway, this is obviously to let, you know, BLM and Antifa and others know where you live, because you got to keep these people from giving money to Trump. Got to find a way to punish them.
Well, all I'm saying is, folks, if you know they're coming, be prepared.
Yes. You know what? It's also a great guide to potential gun owners' homes.
Just saying.
Yeah, if you're that committed.
Maybe you might want to. That might be something to let you know where not to go.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, Fox News doing a article on this. The five people who are allowed to tweet, but one of America's oldest newspapers can't.
Yeah.
Louis Farrakhan.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Good anti-Semite there.
Yeah.
If you can use the phrase good and anti-Semite.
And homophobe. He slurred gay people as well online.
Yeah.
So he's done that, but that's okay. It's cool. Oh, and he's a big fan of Hitler, by the way.
Yeah.
Just for the record. But other than that, he's great. You love him. So check out his Twitter account. He's allowed to tweet.
He's big buds with Muammar Gaddafi too, wasn't he?
Yes. He's nuts. Richard Spencer, self-described white supremacist, endorsed Joe Biden. He was the organizer of the Charlottesville rally. He can tweet. Nicolas Maduro. Death toll of at least 7,000. That doesn't even count the starving people. That's just the ones they assassinated. He's a good guy, though, other than the bodies. You know, they send the assassination crews to your house. It's very personal. But other than that, he's a great guy. So he tweets, too. O.J. Simpson. He tweets, they all have one thing in common. They have more freedom on Twitter than the New York Post. Which, by the way, you know, MIT did an analysis of, okay, the crackdown by Twitter and Facebook. Did it help or hurt in getting the story out? And they found that Twitter, they feel more than doubled the circulation of the story. However, Facebook actually was successful in tamping it down. So, again, I always get the text. Well, I'm not on those. I don't care. 62% of Americans primarily get their information from social media. So you got to live with whatever the people who are on there do and think and believe. It doesn't matter if you never had an account. It affects your life. Texter writes, sounds like I need to donate. Send Antifa on over. Texter writes, Tara, I'm going to use this Trump Watch site to find other cool, smart Trump fans to be friends with. Yeah, right there on your neighborhood. Hey, great conversation starter. Has your house been attacked yet? No, me neither. Go ahead.
Could find use as a new dating app, maybe, you know?
You could.
If there's singles involved, so.
There you go. All right, what's going through your mind this morning, Lee?
I keep hearing this stuff that, the director of national intelligence has said that, the Iranians have sent some dirty emails trying to blame the,
Proud Boys.
Oh, the Proud Boys, yeah.
Who are not white supremacists.
Exactly. And trying to blame them for it and saying that if you vote for Donald Trump, we're coming for you. And if that's as bad as it gets, that the Iranians are sending nasty emails to Democrats. And we also have the information they're claiming that the Russians are once again trying to download voter registration lists, which, quite honestly, and as Fox News pointed out, are available in many states to begin with publicly. And are not that difficult to get hold of. And in no way, as the Obama administration told us, that there was no votes that were tampered with and there was no way that they could. If this is voter manipulation, then why is it not voter manipulation for the Jamie Harrison for Senate campaign to try to manipulate voters into voting for a candidate that is not running for the office?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, once again, and these
That's
ads are running
Bledsoe.
Here. They're on TV. They're on Internet. They're talking about Dr. Bill Bledsoe, who is the Constitution Party candidate who has withdrawn from the race and endorsed Senator Lindsey Graham. Now, the only reason the Harrison's campaign is doing this is so that they can try and bleed votes off of Graham by conservatives who think that Lindsey Graham's not conservative enough for them. So I'll vote for Bill Bledsoe. But of course, the sad thing is you're wasting your vote because they won't count. Plus, it'll be one less vote for Lindsey Graham. Now, you and I, and you particularly, have famously talked about our disagreements with Senator Lindsey Graham, who right now today is conducting the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing as chairman, where Senate Democrats have boycotted the meeting where they are going to vote the Justice, Amy Coney Barrett, out to go for a full Senate vote. So he's done his job, and they're talking about having her on the court by next week. But they're trying to manipulate voters into voting for a candidate that is not running for the office. Why is that not voter manipulation? Why is there not something illegal or unethical about that?
Well, because Democrats do it. It's never voter
Darn it. There's
suppression.
Always that, you know?
Yeah, no, see, but if you do
liberal
it.
Liberal privilege. It always gets
exactly.
in the way.
Exactly. But it's anything we do, like saying, maybe we shouldn't count ballots for 9 days extra in North Carolina. Voter suppression!
Yeah, exactly.
Which, by the way, is illegal. See, this is why we need Amy Coney Barrett on the court, like, now. Because this case has already hit the circuit courts. The Democrats want to count votes in North Carolina for a full 9 days after the election.
And just some breaking news for you. The Senate Judiciary Committee has just voted 12-0 to advance the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett
Good.
To the full Senate for a vote. And once again, Democrats didn't show up, weren't doing their job. They took their ball, went home, did not even show up for it, and tried to, there's a rule for the committee where you have to have, I think, at least two members of the minority party available. But the majority of the committee was still there, so they were able to waive those rules and continue on to do business, even though Democrats were trying once again to play a little political stunt, which is of no account, has no impact on this at all. She's voted out of committee, period. It's done. You lost. Elections have consequences, Democrats.
They do. And speaking of this, I hope Lindsey Graham's learned from this all those years
too.
That he dutifully voted for pro-abortion candidates who want to take your guns for Supreme Court, because he said, I'm going to vote for them and I'm going to vote for the Republicans' nominees to the Senate. He felt like he had to be real, nonpartisan, which is, by the way, what happened. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg got 97 votes in the Senate. We used to be, we don't agree with them, but out of,
respect,
we would do that. And Lindsey trying to honor that, he had to look real hard at what seats are empty today on that committee, because the Democrats aren't paying him back in kind.
And I
hope he won't vote for their nominees in the future.
For Justice Kagan and Sotomayor. And honestly, Lindsey Graham did a fine job of explaining why they should not be on the Supreme Court during those hearings, but then voted them out of the committee. And then, I'm just like... And that's where I've got just real big differences with the senator on his voting as far as that is concerned.
Though to, you know, to be fair, as you know, as I said a minute ago, this used to be tradition.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Lindsay
absolutely,
doing.
Yeah.
I mean, again, that's why Ruth Bader Ginsburg got 97 votes.
There used to be rare moments of bipartisanship in this country, which there are not anymore.
No, now we have maps to each other's houses so we can beat each other.
Exactly. And bipartisanship is simply when Republicans concede their points to Democrats and vote the way Democrats want. That's bipartisanship in this country now.
Otherwise, you're a racist, so
exactly.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you dare to lead a free speech rally, we'll knock your teeth out.
Yeah.
By the way, today in not news, the police in San Fran actually pressed hate crime charges against the white thugs who knocked the black guy's front teeth out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You would think you couldn't lynch a black man in America, but you can if he's a conservative. You can knock his teeth clean out on video and no one will care. Doesn't make national news,
no.
Other than Fox, as you said. Knocked his front teeth clean out. And if you watch the video, he tries to de-escalate. He's just there. It was a free speech march and rally against Silicon Valley suppressing conservative speech online. And the leader of it was black. And he, as these guys get in his face, they call him the N-word, which apparently is cool. You can do that. If you're white and you're in BLM, you get to do that. It's all right. It's good. Nobody will object. And so they go and he tries to walk away from them. They're pursuing him. He does not escalate. He doesn't argue. He's trying to be peaceful before the guy clocks him twice, right in the mouth. And then you see his teeth are hanging out of his gums. Anyway, that guy's been charged with a hate crime. Great. But I mean, can you imagine if it was reversed right now?
Oh, there'd be
a bunch of white Trump supporters knock a black guy's teeth out for wanting free speech, which didn't used to be controversial, by the way, 5 years ago in this country. We used to be able to agree with the left that free speech was a good thing.
And I'm sure it would also be a topic of the debate tonight, too.
Oh, yeah, Trump. Will you condemn your
exactly.
horrendous racist yeah. supporters?
Right.
By the way, the guy was a Black Lives Matter activist. A lot of white people in Black Lives Matter, they're pretty violent. So anyway, that was today in Not News.
Brought to you as a public service of the Tara Show.
I know, we do more Not News than actual news these days.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Now coming to light, a bizarre interview with Joe Biden. He would later say he learned to be more careful with the press after this. After telling an anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish joke to the reporter. Golly, the things you get away with if you're a Democrat. It was an interview from 1974. And he's just been in the Senate a few months. His wife, Nelia, has been killed along with his infant daughter in a car wreck. This had happened 2 years earlier. And you can just see the bizarre, well, I'll let you draw your own conclusion. He refers to Nelia, who is dead, as his my beautiful millionaire wife. Let me show you my favorite picture of her, he said, holding up a picture of Nelia in a bikini. She had the best body of any woman I ever saw. She looks better than a Playboy bunny, doesn't she? So he goes on to talk about her, and he credits Nelia, his beautiful millionaire wife, when he brings up money repeatedly. Kelly asks about the temptation, the interviewer, to sell out to big business or big labor for financial help, because Biden admitted, quote, that more than once he was tempted to compromise to get campaign money, unquote. Biden added, I probably would have sold out if it hadn't been for the ramrod character of my Scotch Presbyterian wife. He'd been in office for only 8 months before he started complaining about being underpaid. I don't know about the rest of you, but I am worth a lot more than my salary of $42,500 a year in this body. Okay, this is 1974, so that's worth a lot more than that is now. It seems to me that we should flat out tell the American people we're worth our salt, he said. Biden's evident belief that he deserves to be wealthy stood out in a 2008 New York Times story that explained how a man living on a public servant's salary was able to live like a Bourbon King. You know what one of the reasons I'm reading this for is to show you how little the American public has been told about Joe Biden in terms of this is stuff that would all come up on a Republican if they were running for president. I mean, normally running for president, you are just deep dive, thoroughly examined. This is from the New York Times, quote, Biden has been able to dip into his campaign treasury and spend thousands of dollars on home landscaping, the Times explained. And also, rich businessmen filtered their support of Biden through other means. Quote, the acquisition of his waterfront property a decade ago involved wealthy businessmen and campaign supporters, some of them bankers with an interest in legislation before the Senate, who bought his old house for top dollar, sold him 4 acres at cost, and lent him $500,000 to build his new home. He sold the home he had bought in 1975 for top dollar to, get this, the vice chairman of MBNA, who gave Biden $1.2 million for it. MBNA showed its gratitude to Biden's support in a number of ways, by giving over $200,000 to his various campaigns, by hiring Hunter Biden, and by flying Biden and his wife to a retreat in Maine. Mother Jones dubbed Biden, Mother Jones is a liberal publication, dubbed Biden the senator from MBNA, saying he was owned by them. In the 1974 interview, Biden also apparently brought up unprompted his ultimate goal. I know I can be a good president, he said. His then girlfriend, a reporter named Francie Bernard, was considered appropriate. Quote, I do know that the woman he marries will be as rich and pretty as he is, a Biden associate told Kelly. What a strange place to bring up money. Weird. One more interesting thing. He talked about Roe v. Wade. Quote, I don't like the Supreme Court decision on abortion. I don't think a woman has the sole right to say what should happen to her body. I mean, again, this is all stuff that we would know if Trump had done any of it. But we don't. Interesting how he has a history. I mean, he'll flat out tell you, yeah, I would have sold out if it weren't for my wife. I'd have taken dirty money. I say after this, he learned to be more careful with the press. And it's interesting because even way back then, man, send Hunter in to collect the money. Anybody want to look at that? No? Okay. And he just got bolder. It makes sense. I mean, he's been doing this since 1975. Right? Been doing this for years. Never got caught. Why wouldn't you think you could do anything you wanted? Why wouldn't you think you could threaten the government of Ukraine on camera? You'd think you could. No consequences. No one's coming for me. Texter writes here, if Biden wins the election, how long do you think you will be allowed to keep your show on the air? I've thought about that. Dexter writes, darn it, I donated to Trump, but my name isn't on the Donald Trump watch. I feel cheated. So I guess I'll just have to donate some more to Trump. Another Dexter writes, sorry, but I'm afraid the American people will have to clean house. Trump can't do it alone. Huge rally at the DOJ and FBI. It's the only way. You know, that'll be one of the great fun things about watching Trump reelected, if that occurs. It really will, is I have a feeling Trump is going to just unleash total Hades on these agencies. I mean, what would stop him? You know what else I think you're going to see? I think you're going to see an almost immediate crackdown on the ongoing riots that are still going on. Because he'll be off the chain. He doesn't have to worry about them saying this is, you know, a coup and, you know, the crazy stuff they say when they want to beat up people who disagree with them and Trump won't let them. Texter writes, Tara, when are we as conservative Americans going to stand up against this left-wing criminal activity going on locally and nationally? We've grown so numb to it. We say, well, it's a Democrat, so they get away with it. As we sit back and do nothing as conservatives, how low are we going to allow the Democrats to go before we stand up and say enough is enough? We demand charges against Joe, Hunter, Hillary, Comey, Clapper, Brennan, etc. It's outrageous how we just accept it. Again, I think we're going to see a lot of things change if Trump wins. I do. And what this is, folks, this is one big litmus test. Because keep in mind, let's think about this for a minute, okay? This is just a response to the last texter. And it's easy to forget this, especially if you live in, you listen to talk radio, okay? You've got to keep in mind how uninformed the rest of the country is compared to you. You've always got to keep that in your mind and understand that that has to be weighed anytime you do something. This whole Trump-Russia thing went on for 3 years. 3 full years where, I mean, keep in mind, the whole purpose, one of the big, there's two purposes of the Mueller investigation, was to get inside the Trump business operations to try to find even the slightest impropriety. One line done by an accountant that Trump doesn't even know by name, anything to nail him with. But the second reason was to get Trump to fire Mueller because of the outrageousness of the whole thing, so that they could then claim obstruction of justice. Well, Trump didn't fall for that trap. And guess what? They still impeached him for obstruction of justice. But you got to keep in mind, I mean, we still, just a few months ago, we had a poll that said half the American people still think he colluded with Russia. If he had gone through in this first term, firing everybody as he should, top tier of the DOJ, maybe most of the DOJ, wiping out a lot of the FBI, doing those sorts of things, they'd have gone wild. And the American people might have believed it. He'd be totally free in his second term. That's what they're so terrified of. What are they going to do? Vote him out of office? Not happening. He'll be able to do things we've never seen before to help this country. So that's the upside of a Trump win. That's why they fear it so much. Texter writes, welder friend here. If Trump wins again, it's going to be Katie bar the door. No holds barred. Nothing to lose. Exactly. You will see, one of the things you'll see immediately is an immediate crackdown on Antifa and Black Lives Matter terrorists. Not everybody, obviously, in Black Lives Matter is a terrorist. But we know that the Department of Homeland Security has the evidence. We know they know that they, the leadership is coordinated across state lines. They use similar tactics. We're going to see RICO used to go get them. Bill Barr, to his credit, has already done some of that and has had to use the, what did he use? Was it the Marshal Service or the Secret Service? One of the two, because he can't go through the FBI. So you will see some crackdown, some of it be by Bill Barr. But you know what this is? This is a competition. This is what Bill Barr means when he tells Maria Bartiromo, and she asks him, well, you know, if Trump loses, will there be justice? And he flat out says no. This is a competition to see how many of us there really are. That's what this election is. If there are a lot more of us enough to kick butt at the polls, it's going to change the whole tenor of the thing. If it goes the other way, there'll be a wave of it. It will give confidence to those in Congress who are afraid now. I mean, when you see what has been done here by Joe Biden, and I've gone through it, you know, three hours, maybe I need to do it again. Read the New York Post expose this morning. It'll stand your hair on, set your hair on fire. Again, we now have a Hunter Biden business associate, the CEO of the company they set up to launder the Chinese money, saying, yeah, I told him no more Chinese money after I realized the Chinese didn't want a return on investment. He says it flat out. It's in the New York Post this morning. He's issued a statement. He said, he said there was no return on investment. They just wanted to influence Joe and Hunter. And he said Hunter used the company as his own personal bank account. And he verified that the email where they split the Chinese money up, 10% for Hunter, 10% for Joe, 20% for Hunter, the $30 million, is real. So this is a contest to see how many of us there are. And if it is revealed that there are a lot more of them than there are of us and that we can't win a national election, things are going to go the other way. You know who's watching on the sidelines? Think of like a ping pong game or like a tennis match, back, forth, back, forth, back, forth. I mean, you got only 11 people in Congress joining Louie Gohmert to say, hey, yeah, let's have a special prosecutor for the Bidens. Let's appoint that. You know why? They're on the sidelines. They don't know. They want to be on the winning side. Could be bad to be on the losing side. Might burn your house down. Who knows? If we lose in a landslide, folks, what will be revealed to them is that we don't have the numbers to stop them. And the crackdowns will begin. So it's more than just, well, Trump and not Trump. Trump wins and Trump doesn't win until we're going to analyze what Trump said. No, it's Do we have the numbers to win a national election? That is the quintessential question in this election. Now, you remember, you probably don't remember, but I do. It was believed after Obama hit the 70 million votes that he got. It was 69 and some change. Keep in mind, Trump's had, again, the highest vote total on our side ever, 63. Just shy of it. It was believed that it was over. That Republican, for good reasons, the numbers seemed to bear it out, that Republicans would never win another national election. And I think the left was right about this. I don't think there was another Republican in that 17-member field beyond Trump who could win, because he was the only one who could pull enough Democrats to our side to flip some of these states. So when they started persecuting us, and it was under, you remember, it was under Mueller. I'll never forget this. They audited 25% of those, the IRS did, who donated to the Tea Party. Not just their donation to the Tea Party. They audited them personally. They terrorized them. They were asking them to turn over every comment you've ever left on social media, send us an, you know, original six copies. I mean, it was U-Haul's worth of stuff. It's total persecution. They began going after Jews who support Israel. They began going after Baptists and conservative religious organizations. It was full-on persecution. And remember, they took the IRS files, I'll never forget this, over to the Department of Justice. They walked them out. Every one of those files they took is a felony. You can't do that without a subpoena, without a warrant. But they did. Remember, Judicial Watch sued them and made them send it back. You can't do that. They intended to begin the persecution. They thought they would win always. And so when you hear them talking about court packing, what they're saying is, if this election is such that we take the Senate and the presidency, we own the House, which would be a sweep, it would be a landslide or something like it, we're just going to do away with the Constitution because you can't stop us. And we will do it by remaking the court. So very much in terms of persecution, survival, being able to do simple things like speak out, post reasonable reporting on social media, your First Amendment rights, being able to join a sorority. Did you see the sorority girl this morning? She posted stuff critical of Black Lives Matter and got punished by a sorority. You're not going to be able to hold a public position. They will come for you. This is, it looks like a race about Trump, and to many Americans it is, but to them it's a sign. How many of us are there? And they're not really sure. And the persecution or lack thereof will be in direct proportion to that. Now, if it goes the other way, you're going to see a lot of these Republicans who are silent in Congress. Again, we can only get 11 to back the idea of even appointing a special prosecutor for the Bidens. You're going to see a lot of them begin to flip. They're not going to be full-throated Trump supporters or supporters of freedom. It's not that. They'll just go along with the stuff that Trump wants to do, like cleaning house at the FBI, like cleaning out the DOJ, like going after and prosecuting the funders of Antifa, the organizers of Antifa, RICO statutes, all that stuff. You will see them sit by quietly as you see them sit by quietly now while we are persecuted. It's all about the vote total. It's about the final number. It's about answering the question, how many of us are there really? Texturize hates here. I need to point out that Jamie Harrison claims to be the candidate with truth and integrity, but runs the Bledsoe ads. Love your show. Thank you. Texturize hates here. We can do something about it if they tamper with the Constitution. Don't forget who holds the majority of guns in this nation. The promise to don't tread on me still holds true to this day, just as it did in 1776. Oh, sure. Yeah, no, that's all ever always on the table. I wasn't talking about that. There's stuff we could do, but it's not stuff we want to do. Want to maintain the country as it is. Folks, we were having the most marvelous run of prosperity, interrupted, yes, by COVID. Again, and I'm like a broken record, but I mean, 6.8% average household median household income growth, in 1 year from 2018 to 2019. Trumpnomics works. It does. I mean, it works so well. We're watching, and the media won't tell you this. I mean, do you remember the hysteria? Because I'll never forget the hysteria over tariffs. And I spent so much time on tariffs explaining why the way Trump was doing it would work and how this was exactly how the founders intended tariffs to be used. I never batted an eye or worried about it, not even when most of the Republicans opposed the tariffs. And now Europe is copying what we're doing with tariffs. They won't tell you that. the explosion of jobs, all of it. I mean, it's all on the line. We're not going to live the way we live now. But I'm so grateful that the American people got a look at prosperity and what that felt like. Because they hadn't had a look at it since, I mean, I don't know, before the Bush administration. Bush ran this place like a globalist joint too. Jobs exfiltrated, Chinese goods over the NAFTA loophole was a disaster. We don't ever get to have that again. We don't. They'll call it a failed policy if Trump loses, and it will be abandoned quickly, including by the Republicans. Everything is on the line. So when I say it's not just about Trump wins, Trump loses, this is a count of how strong we are and how many of us there are. It's an unknown question. That's why if you're feeling a little uneasy at your gut, in a gut level about this election in terms of what's at stake, that's why. This is a counting contest. Ultimately, it's not even really about Trump. It's about them knowing what their true size of their opposition.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.